You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Don't worry, I'm not after your calf. It's just a bit of fresh straw.
Tom, I could have done that.
Oh, no worries.
You're a bit earlier than I thought.
Oh, Pip, it's a relief to get away from Bridge Farm for a bit.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Mum and Dad are feeling it too. They're bringing Henry over later.
Oh, that'll be nice. For all of them.
Yeah.
Who's covering the shop, though? Not Johnny.
Kirsty.
Oh.
She's being a real star. She helps out whenever she has a spare moment. But we're still struggling, to be honest.
You need someone there all the time, don't you?
It's tricky. Especially Sundays. It's our second busiest day, but we all want to spend time with Henry.
Of course.
Kirsty's even off to see if she can take time off from Grey Gables. But we said no. She can't go jeopardising her proper job.
But couldn't you recruit someone?
Obvious, isn't it? But, you know, advertising, interviewing, training someone up. Mum just can't face all that hassle right now.
All okay here?
Yeah, but Tom saved me a job.
Oh, good. Josh has just snipped over to Home Farm.
What for?
Adam wanted someone to go ahead of the fertiliser spreader.
Oh, yes, that's a big beastie. Where's it going to go, David?
By the machinery shed.
Josh's hen display looks great. That mini caravan thing's really eye-catching.
Oh, well, that's one word for it.
Oh, and we got a late arrival at the Open Farm Sunday Ball.
What?
Toby's just turned up. He wondered if we could give him a pitch somewhere.
Why, he's already got a pitch. A massive one, right by the main gate.
Yeah, not for the eggs. This is for him to demonstrate his drone.
His drone?
You know, he wants to tell people how useful it is for viewing crops and livestock and so on.
That's what he said, is it?
I suspect he really wants to talk about this aerial film business he's trying to get off the ground. But, well, it's not going to do any harm, is it?
So you said yes?
I did.
You're getting soft in your old age.
So, who here has a sat-nav in their car? Or uses the navigation on their smartphone? Well, this fertilizer spreader works with GPS in the same way. We plot individual areas of the field, rating which parts are more fertile and which are less fertile. So then, as we're traveling over the field, the spreader knows where it is, and so it can dispense more fertilizer to the less fertile bits and less fertilizer where it's not needed. It's part of what's known as precision farming, which helps us reduce our chemical inputs. Just ignore the drone. As I say, not just fertilizers, but pesticides and fungicides too. So that's good for our bank balance and for the, right. Any questions?
So, if this is your first time at Open Farm Sunday, can I again say welcome to Brookfield? And it's nice to see so many familiar faces too. In fact, I think some of you have come so often you could probably do my talk for me. Right, okay. So, what you're looking at now is some of our Hereford cattle. Our dairy herd is obviously mainly focused on producing milk, with beef as a byproduct. But these cattle are exclusively bred for beef. The calves stay with their mothers all summer, feeding on their milk.
Which is why it's called a suckler herd.
Thanks, Dad. Nearly half of all British beef comes from suckler herds like this one.
It's a very natural system. The mothers eat grass in the summer and silage in the winter.
Which is made from grass.
Oh, here it comes again.
Don't worry, I'll have to recharge it soon. So, because it's pasture-based, suckler beef contributes to the beauty and diversity of the countryside.
Was it only yesterday morning that we left here? Feels like we've been away a week.
Doesn't it just?
Oh, what a wonderful trip. And all the better for being so spur of the moment.
I am so glad you were spontaneous enough to agree to it.
Well, didn't I tell you, Justin, spontaneity is my middle name.
Well, so I discovered.
Oh, we waking up to that astonishing view across Lathgill Dale. Not that we saw much of the Peak District.
The room contained all I needed.
Would you like a coffee?
That is a very good idea.
Well, you'll have to let me go.
Well, if you insist.
Oh, that poor chambermaid.
That was entirely my fault. I thought I'd hung the sign on the door.
Well, I'm sure she's seen worse. You know, Justin.
What?
I think this is definitely one of the best decisions I've ever made.
And remember to look out for our stall at farmers' markets all round Borsetshire. We'll be really excited to see you.
Oh, God, how corny.
Shh, babe.
There's a list of them on the leaflet, and it's also got a link to our website, where you can find out the latest news about upper-class eggs and learn more about why they're the most nutritious eggs you can buy.
Bit of a big claim, isn't it?
You'll also find a list of the shops that'll be stocking our eggs and places like Morgan and Minster restaurants which will be cooking with them. So, thanks for listening, and remember you can buy a sample, half a dozen, right now. Specially discounted price. Very tasty. Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Safe journey home. Is that the last group then?
Yep. How's it been, Josh?
Oh, brilliant. People love the caravan.
Yeah, Bert did a great job.
And the drone brought a lot of attention to the stand.
A lot of diversion, more like.
It didn't look like many people were actually interested in buying the eggs.
Well, that lot were mainly families, not really our market.
It's been mainly families all day.
No, it hasn't.
Okay, never mind that. Look, your mother has very kindly said that she will do the afternoon milking, so let's get things tidied up here, and then I think we all deserve a pint.
Well, that was an excellent day. Were you happy with it, Adam?
Oh, definitely.
Thank you for taking part, both of you.
How do the numbers compare with previous years?
I think it's our best yet. You can count it a triumph.
Oh, unlike the Wimbledon game.
Oh. And they're normally such a pushover.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm not playing at the moment.
Oh, everyone understands,
Tom. It's not that I don't want to.
No, we know.
I do feel for Alistair. It's not easy being a captain when it's so hard to field a team, let alone get everyone playing at their best.
Maybe just as well you're out of it, Tom.
Well, why's that?
Well, Rob often comes to support us.
Oh, yeah. Henry said they went along yesterday. Oh,
it's horrible for you.
Yeah.
Oh, here's Toby. We need to compare notes.
What, are you going to tell him about all the leaflets people chucked away?
We've got the message across, that's the main thing.
You reckon?
And we sold plenty.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, should we get that table?
Good idea. You guys coming?
Yeah, in a minute.
So, do you know which way you're going to be voting?
That was great, Pip. Thanks for encouraging me to come along.
Oh, no, thank you for coming.
It was great to, you know, be part of something positive and just about farming. Nice and simple. Not like...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, you're an outie then?
On balance, yeah.
Aren't you worried about losing support payments? Particularly when market prices are so low.
Or we pay more into the cap than we get out. So we could bring in a similar level of support and it would cost the country less.
Yeah, but that assumes that British farmers would have the same clout with the UK government that the farming lobby as a whole has on Brussels.
Well, we're a strategic industry, David.
You could have said that about coal or steel.
I take your point, but I don't think any government's going to leave us high and dry. We had farm subsidies before we joined the common market, remember?
Yeah. It's an uncertainty, though.
Well, there are uncertainties if we stay in.
Fair enough.
I tell you one thing that's certain, though. The EU has a permanent food surplus, and that's always bad for farm prices.
Yeah, but look at the global market. I mean, volatile is an understatement. Look, Adam, we're both in lamb, right? How much British lamb is exported to Europe?
Mm.
A hell of a lot.
Well, yeah.
And if we lose access to that market, how can we be sure we'll find a replacement?
Oh, come on. France is still going to want British lamb.
Ooh, you think?
I'm sure we can negotiate an alternative arrangement.
Isn't it more likely that, I don't know, Polish or Bulgarian lamb producers will snaffle the orders?
Well, you're not telling me you wouldn't be delighted to see the back of all the red tape?
Yeah, what farmer wouldn't?
I mean, take the three-crop rule.
Oh, what? Mr. Healthy Soil? I thought you'd be in favour of encouraging a proper rotation.
Yeah, of course I am. I'm not saying it's not well-intentioned, but it's so over-prescriptive.
Well, you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, though, do you? If you take the standards away, you might find yourself in a global race to the bottom. Profit before anything. Neither of us wants that.
I don't know. I think the opportunities for good farmers to thrive would be better outside the EU. Give us an open, competitive market and let us fight it out on our merits.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's a cold, hard world out there. Don't want to see family farms going head-to-head with the big global players who don't give a fig about the environment or animal welfare.
Yeah.
I can see where you're coming from, though.
Yeah? And I, you. It's certainly not a straightforward decision.
No.
Another pint.
I don't mind if I don't.
Oh, look at the time. I'm sorry, Lillian. I really do have to head off.
I understand.
If I'm going to collect Miranda from the airport.
No, you need to do your husbandly duty, and I probably need to show my face at Home Farm anyway.
What are you going to tell Jennifer?
About?
Your impromptu weekend away.
Well, on balance, I think no announcements, but no lies.
Meaning?
This arrangement of ours is private. I'm not going to trumpet it to the world, but if Jenny asks me directly, then I'm going to be honest with her.
Well, that seems reasonable.
I got into trouble before covering up something like that.
Really?
I'll tell you all about it one day, Justin. But, well, look, what do you think?
I think it confirms my belief that you're an estimable woman and that I was right to make my suggestion.
Good.
Even if she does eventually learn the truth, I imagine we can rely upon Jennifer's discretion.
Of course. She's not going to babble about the love lives of her nearest and dearest.
As long as Miranda isn't embarrassed and we're happy, that's all that matters.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we've both found our lives richer for the, as you call it, arrangement.
Now, where did you put my case?
In the hall. Well.
What?
This text, it's from a contact of mine on the county council. They're about to announce their plans for the relief road.
Are they?
It'll be in the council cabinet agenda on Tuesday.
Gosh.
Yes.
After all this time. Big news for you, Justin.
Indeed.
And for the village.
Anna Tregoran.
Anna, it's Helen.
Hello, Helen.
I got a message. You wanted to speak to me urgently?
Yes, I did. Thanks for getting in touch so quickly. How are you?
Oh, it's so difficult. I had a terrible night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jack was so unsettled. I don't think he's getting enough milk.
Right, well...
And I know how important breastfeeding is, and I'm just desperate for it to work, but... He's had a bad enough start in life already without that, but it's just so hard.
I'm sure you'll soon get it.
It wasn't like this with Henry, though. It was so easy. I just loved him and it was natural. But this, it's... I mean, it's not just the physical. You know, I'm looking down at him and obviously I want what's best for him. None of this is his fault, the poor boy. But
look, we do have limited time, Helen. I'm really sorry, but we need to focus on the case.
Morning, Jenny. Are those for my bed?
No, they're Phoebe's. Did you have a good weekend?
Very, thank you. I'm sorry we're out when you got home.
Well, Kate said you'd gone to the Stretfields.
Oh, they decided at the last minute to have a barbecue. Oh. I'm sure you'd have been very welcome as well, Lillian.
No, I am. I had an early night.
And a lie-in.
Yes, well, I didn't get much sleep at the hotel. Obviously needed to catch up.
Oh, what a shame. Wasn't it very nice?
Oh, no, it was lovely. Just people having a good time, you know.
Oh, they should have more consideration.
Oh, well, I didn't mind.
So, tell me all about it then. It was one of those last-minute deals, was it?
Yes, sort of. Look, let me get dressed first and then I'll get some coffee inside me.
A C-100.
It's an application to make custody arrangements. Stephen South has filed it and papers have been served to your solicitor.
To Dominic? So what does that mean?
Well, as I anticipated, it means that Rob will be formally contesting custody of Jack.
No.
I did warn you on Friday that this was quite likely, Helen. And as there's already a similar dispute over Henry's custody, the arguments in both cases will be consolidated, so they'll both be heard at the Fudra on the 29th.
But how can he do that? How can he possibly do that? He doesn't even know Jack.
So, just like the question of whether Henry should live with Rob or with your parents, it's up to us to present a convincing case. One thing that would help is if you allowed Rob some supervised access to Jack over the next few months.
That man is not coming anywhere near him.
It would show that you can be reasonable and not vindictive. And that you realise it's beneficial for a child to have contact with both parents.
No, I said, just no, I can't.
All right. But please, do have a think about it. Better to make a voluntary arrangement than have something forced upon you. Now, Helen, I'm sorry, I'm due in court any minute, but there is another thing I need to tell you.
What?
It's concerned with the Fudra. A production order's been issued. That means that you'll be required to appear at the hearing.
In person?
Well...
No! No!
It's all right. I'm sure you're concerned about Rob being there.
Anna, please don't make me.
You needn't worry. It'll be via a two-way video link.
But he'll...
Rob won't be able to talk to you directly. The only person who'll do that is the judge.
I can't do it, Anna.
I'm afraid the order's been issued, so you just need to get used to the idea. I am sorry. I really do have to go. I'll come up and visit soon. Helen?
All right.
You take care. Bye then.
Oh, God, oh, God. No, no, please, no. Jack, what's wrong?
You need to change, that's all.
I'll do it. It's fine.
Okay.
Come on. Let's get this off you. Jack, please, no. I'm just trying to... Stop it! Please, stop it!
Struggling, is he?
I just want to... He's napping, but he won't keep still.
Oh, you've got the hump, have you? Come here. That's it. Try now.
Thank you. Kaz?
That's me. And who's this little one?
This is Jack.
Jack, you're a bruiser. You know your own mind. There you go. Should come off now.
Thank you. I'm Helen.
Yeah, I know. You want me to do his nappy while you find a tissue?
Oh, if you don't mind. It's very kind of you.
Yeah, you just wait till you're trying to get him in a buggy. Paige, my eldest, used to go all stiff like a plank of wood.
Yes, my other little boy did that, Henry.
Quite posh, aren't you?
Oh, well, I...
Yeah, you are. Where you come from, then? Downton Abbey?
What do you think about frittatinis?
I think I can say with some confidence that I've never thought about them in my life.
No good for Kate, though, with the eggs. Yeah. Well, I could do a tabbouleh, but you'll still need something to go with it.
Is this for supper, Jenny?
No, it's the Queen's picnic on Sunday.
Oh.
And that's assuming Kate's coming. She does have very peculiar views on the royal family.
Well, why don't you just order some lunch boxes from the ball or a hamper? Wayne's lovely artisan sandwiches, cakes from Fallon's tea room. I'm sure they could do a vegan option. Well, maybe not with a cake.
Well, no, they sound lovely, but no, I am rather relishing the chance of trying something new.
Are we all going to be roughing it on picnic blankets?
Well, only if you want to, Lillian.
Well, not if there's a civilised alternative.
Well, they're going to bring out the trestle tables from the village hall.
Ah, that sounds more like it.
And we just need to take our own chairs.
You want coffee?
No, thanks. Not wrong had one.
Just me, then.
So, this hotel, where was it again?
Peak District.
Oh, how lovely. Did you meet anybody nice there?
No. Well, it wasn't a very sociable sort of trip.
But you were pampered.
Beyond my wildest dreams.
Oh, golly.
But, well, look, I expect you'll be looking forward to a bit of pampering yourself, won't you, on the Orient Express?
Ah, oh, I can't wait. And what a lovely surprise that was when Brian announced it at the party.
For all of us. He told me about Venice, but not how you were getting there.
Now, I must admit I'm looking forward to Venice just as much.
Well, I imagine he is too.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he is, but he and Adam seem more interested in orange wheat blossom midge at the moment.
Oh, well, no contest, obviously.
That and waiting for the report on the Millennium Wood.
I thought Patrick had done that.
Mm-hmm, it's just the draft. Brian wants the final report to present to the parish council when we get back.
So he's going to take it as light reading on the trip, is he?
Oh, if he does, there'll be trouble.
Sure you don't want sugar in it?
No, that's lovely. Thanks, Kaz.
Don't worry about your Jack. He was just having a moment.
Yeah, I know. It was just... I just had a rather upsetting phone call.
Jaden's the same. That's the baby, yeah. Mm. Paige is 5 and Courtney's 3.
And how old is Jaden?
3 weeks.
Oh, a week older than Jack. Have you been here long?
I come onto the MBU after I had him, but I was on the main wing about 2 months before that.
I see.
A bit quiet here, isn't it? I know it's good for the kids, but you have more of a laugh in a proper nick.
A laugh?
Yeah, you know, people come and go, you make friends. Livelier.
Right.
So, your other kid... Your mum looking after him?
No. Henry's with his father. Well, my husband.
Oh.
Well, anyway, he's not Henry's real father.
Okay. So, what's it like having a boy? Need to know what to expect with Jaden.
I'm not sure. They're all different, aren't they?
But Henry's a good kid.
Oh, yeah. I had such a good time with him when it was just the two of us. Everything we did together was special.
His real dad not on the scene then?
No, I am. Well, it wasn't possible.
Same with mine. First one did a swerve after 3 months, and Courtney and Jaden's dad, he's the one that got me in here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kaz.
Then, better off without him.
So who's looking after your girls?
My mum, and my nan's on the scene as well.
My mum and dad only see Henry once a week.
I should have learned my lesson with Paige's dad. I said then I'd do whatever I could to protect her.
Yes.
Then another bloke come along and, well, look where that got me. When I get out, I'm not getting mugged like that again.
You were mugged?
No. I mean, like, I won't make the same mistake, you know?
Has Phoebe had her head down all weekend?
Oh, she's barely come out of her room. I've never seen anyone work so hard, Lily.
She's so determined, isn't she?
All I can do is keep taking her cups of tea and making sure she's eating properly. Oh, and keeping Kate away from her. She really isn't helping.
What is up with Kate?
Well, you know, she's got this launch coming up.
That's still a few weeks away.
Yeah, and of course it can't be just Kate's problem. It has to be everybody's. She wanted Phoebe's opinion on throws for the yurt furniture yesterday. Can I ask you? Well, I've managed to persuade Phoebe to take some time off tonight. She can't study 24/7.
Tonight?
Mm-hmm. Picker's barbecue.
Oh, well, that's tonight, is it?
Yeah. Adam's got it all in hand. Food, the music.
Plenty of booze, that's all they need.
Chris and Alice are going, and lots of young people from the village. As I said to Phoebe, she has to eat, so she might as well do it in pleasant company.
Is Kate planning to go?
I did make the point that it was really for young people. But you know what she's like.
Yeah, I'm only 38. That is young.
Just hope she behaves herself this time. Not like after the treasure hunt last year.
Last seen disappearing hand in hand with Toby Fairbrother. Oh,
please don't remind me. Anyway, Lynn, you still haven't told me much about your break. What did you get up to all on your own?
Actually, Jenny, I've got a rather big piece of news for you.
Oh, have you? How intriguing.
It's nothing to do with my trip. Justin told me this morning.
Yes.
Well, that he has it on good authority that the council will be announcing their plans for the road tomorrow.
Relief road?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought you ought to know. I mean, you can tip off all your Save campaign buddies.
We knew it was inevitable, of course, but... Now it's actually arrived. It's
a pretty big moment.
Well, it's huge. I mean, at least we won't be too badly affected, but poor David and Ruth.
Brookfield to be cut in half.
Oh, they're going to be devastated.
Hey, mind yourself on that chair.
Jolene, I'm fine. Up a bit your end.
Yeah.
Okay, tie it off there.
Right.
You all right?
Yeah, all done this end. Well, got that done nice and early.
Yeah, well, as I've got to wait for my bacon and eggs.
Stop moaning, Kenton.
Was it working breakfast? We're not in downtown Manhattan.
Well, it's so you can get to know Wayne better.
But what makes you think that I want to?
Well, you can talk over upcoming events, hear his ideas for the future of food at the ball.
Oh,
yeah. And it'll help you put your mind at rest about him being too preoccupied with Beverly. Really focused on his work this last week. And he's coming in early before he starts his prep.
Well, still seems like a waste of time.
Oh, come on, Mr. Grumpy. Hey, remember they're making the road announcement today.
Oh, yeah, well, that's going to go down like a dog in a cat's home.
In the village, yeah. But more traffic's got to mean more trade for us, doesn't it?
Ah, nice banner.
Oh, hiya, darling. You all right?
I'm just a bit frosty. All right, Kenton?
Morning.
We were at Home Farm last night with Alice and Chris near the barbecue for the new fruit pickers.
Yeah, a bit of a good one, was it, Fallon?
I'm feeling it this morning. Need some milk for coffee. I was off to the shop when I saw this.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
Well, it looks good.
Right, do I have to wait until Wayne gets here, or am I at least allowed a cup of tea?
Of course.
Thank you.
Some with him.
Yeah, I've got myself in a bit of a pickle with Wayne.
Mum?
Oh, not like that.
Oh, well, what then?
You know this girlfriend we invented, Beverly Drains?
Is that what you called her?
I was cornered. And he wrote it's got completely out of hand. I'm hoping a good fry-up's going to get us back on track.
You don't normally come with me to check the Herefords?
I wanted to, David. With this road announcement due.
Yeah.
Thought you might like the company.
Well, I appreciate it, love. I mean, we knew it was coming, obviously.
But now it's here.
Talk about uncertainty. How will the herd cope?
When do we need to start planning the bridge?
Will we need the Hollow Tree land back from the Fairbrothers? So many questions.
Darling, what are you doing here again?
Well, I was so fuddled this morning, I forgot Dad said to pop in to talk about your picnic boxes and what cakes he wants from us. But isn't it more of what are you doing here, Mum? Don't say Dad's done a Zoe and flounced out.
Oh, no. Other way up. Him and Kenton are getting on like a barn on fire.
Really?
Wayne played a blinder. Great ideas for the menu. Fielded all of Kenton's questions about Beverly. Then they got onto reminiscing about when they used to go around Neville Boone's house, listen to old blues records.
Oh, great.
So I poured them the last of the coffee. Said I'd start Wayne's prep for him.
So your cunning plan.
Oh, yes, Fallon. It's worked.
Honestly, this website. Do you think it'll be in the press releases or what?
Sorry, love, I've no idea.
Any news?
Not yet.
Ruth's checking the council website.
You want to come in, Bert?
I don't want to intrude.
Don't be silly.
Well, if you're sure it's all right. I should be working in my garden, really, but I just couldn't concentrate.
Sit down.
Oh, thanks, Jill.
How's it coming along?
Oh, I'm fairly pleased, I must say. We're on schedule for the weekend.
That's good.
Yeah, them Fairbrother boys have been a godsend.
Really?
I've seen Rex working with you, but there hasn't been much sign of Toby.
Well, not directly in the garden, no, but he's been very helpful in another way.
You must be wondering how the road's going to affect your garden, Bert. Well, and the bungalow, come to that.
Yeah, it's been preying on my mind, yes.
Well, whatever happens, we're staying put. I'm not making that mistake again. We stay put and deal with it.
Of course you will, darling.
I'm just going to go and get a breath of fresh air.
Is David all right?
He's feeling emotional about it.
We all are. Pip was so restless she couldn't stay.
She's taking the plate meter out to the paddocks.
Well, I admire his spirit. It's got to be hard for him, though.
It is.
A massive road right through the farm.
Did I tell you about Anna Tregoran?
No.
Carol's invited her over for a meal this week. Anna's working too hard, as usual.
Helen's case must be taking up a lot of her time.
Mm. Carol's worried she's not eating properly. Max always did the cooking, you see. Since they split up at Christmas, Carol thinks the oven hasn't been turned on.
Ruth, check the agenda for the next council cabinet meeting.
What?
That's where it is.
Okay.
How do you know?
I've just had a text from Neil, but, well, I can't quite believe what he said.
Borsetshire County Council. Agenda. Here it is. Borchester Hollerton Relief Road. Change of preferred route?
Change?
Neil says...
Route C.
They're going with Route C.
What, not Route B?
That's amazing!
I don't believe it.
Is it a mistake?
Yeah, it's through that door and on the left. Yeah, that's it.
By the big sign that says toilets.
Yeah, a bit of a giveaway, isn't it? So, what were you saying about Elizabeth?
Oh, she's been shortlisted too. Or Lower Loxley Wine has.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she's really chuffed. Talking about booking a table for the ceremony.
Is she?
In fact, we should do that, love.
What?
Yeah, get some casuals into cover and make an outing of it. Wayne can come too.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
You've changed your tune, Kenton.
Well, maybe I was a bit harsh on him. I mean, he's not a bad bloke, is he?
So, the breakfast was worthwhile then?
Yeah, it was. And it was good to talk about stuff other than work too. Oh, we should do it again sometime.
Cool.
And we should invite Beverly.
What?
Yeah, bring her over. Or maybe she could come to the awards ceremony. I'd love to meet her.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Great idea.
Bert, what can I get you?
Ah, point of shyers, please, Kenton. Although, really, it should be some of that celebration ale you had in here.
Why's that, then?
Well, ain't you heard? Hambridge has been saved.
You what?
The road. The council ain't going for Route B after all. They've chosen the route that goes past Edgeley instead.
You're kidding me.
Nope. It's on the council website in black and white. Route B is off the table. Ain't that marvellous news?
Yeah, well, yeah. Yes, yeah, wonderful.
You must be really pleased.
And I won't be the only one. I reckon there's going to be one hell of a party in here tonight.
Where did these come from?
Kirsty brought around. Cheers.
Cheers, Fallon.
Are these Kenton's new cocktails?
Yeah, the Save Special Sling, yes. You know, Kenton, any excuse to mix a new drink.
So, are you starting to believe it now?
I think so. Once I saw it on the telly news, I finally realised it wasn't some cruel joke.
But the decision isn't actually final, though?
Only technically. Linda checked it out with the council press office.
Oh, yeah, I've been wondering, who's that girl with Shula?
Oh, that's Dan's girlfriend, Dorothy.
Oh, sorry, Ruth. No, you were saying the press office?
Yeah. This thing called the council cabinet has to make the final vote on the report.
Right.
But it's just a rubber stamp, really.
Oh, you must be over the moon.
I feel like I never need a birthday or Christmas present ever again.
Steady
in
on.
My whole life. Don't tell David that.
No. I can live out my days in peace now.
Yeah, that's great, Bertha. Pinot, all right for the white wine?
Now I know my beloved Ambridge isn't going to be despoiled by that horrible road.
There's two shires and a lager and a gin and tonic, was it?
It was the flood that did it, Kenton.
Linda's going around telling everyone it were because she discovered that butterfly, the brown...
Airpiece. No, airstreak. Yeah, well, that might have had something to do with it as well.
And two, say, special slings, yeah? This is amazing.
It's bonkers.
It's the best night we've had in years.
Joe swore blind that if it had been Route B, he would have lain down in front of the bulldozers and not shifted until they all drove away.
Oh, it's easy for him to say that
no,
now.
No, I reckon that he meant it.
I'm an old man, I got nothing to lose. Actually, I wouldn't put it past him. He's done madder things in his time.
Hi, you two. Hello. Have you seen David anywhere?
He was here not long ago. I saw him talking to Jim. You seen him, Fallon?
Oh, sorry, no.
He'll be around somewhere, Jill.
David, what's the matter?
No, I'm fine, Mum. It's just wanted... I'm sorry.
Don't be silly. Come here.
Probably just had a bit too much to drink.
We all have.
Oh.
It isn't just that, though, is it?
No. After all that's happened, all we've been through.
I know.
And we're saved. Brookfield saved. For the kids, forever.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
It is. I just wish... Oh, get a grip.
Wish what, love?
I just wish I could tell Dad, Mum. Just wish I could tell him that Brookfield was safe.
I think he knows. In fact, I'm sure of it. He knows, David.
Really?
Really? Now, come on. I think someone needs to propose a toast.
And, well, some of you know, for a while I couldn't see a future for our farm. It was going to have a four-lane highway right through it, so we came close to turning our backs on this village and setting up home elsewhere. But thankfully, I came to realise that there's only one home in this world for me. It's the place that's home to all of us. We've lived with the prospect of an uncertain future for, 2 years now. And we must all have wondered how we cope. You know, if the magic was going to be torn out of this beautiful village. But we don't have to wonder anymore. Because we fought and we won. Is that a bit over the top?
How could it be?
Oh, isn't it amazing?
It is. To Ambridge.
To Ambridge.
Go on. On you go.
Hi, Pip.
Hello.
Lovely morning, isn't it?
Perfect.
Milking go okay?
Yes, thanks. And it's a lot easier getting up early on a morning like this than on a grotty winter's day. Mm. Although, of course, there won't be much of that anymore.
Why not?
No, not with our new system, Rex. Because the cows will be dried off in the autumn.
Oh, yeah, of course. So you're taking them back now?
To the paddocks, yeah.
Mind if I tag along? You know, as it's such a nice morning. For a walk?
Yeah, sure. Feel free.
How are you?
Oh, fine. Yeah, I knew I had the milking this morning, so I didn't cane it last night. Although lots of people at the bull were making up for me.
It was quite a party, wasn't it?
I've never seen anything like it in there.
But I didn't mean, like, were you suffering? Not because of that, anyway. It was more, you know, after Matthew.
Well, honestly, I don't know why everyone keeps asking me that. I've got so much else to think about. I mean, the road not going ahead, that's such fantastic news for Brookfield. Well, for all of us.
Yeah, you must be pleased.
I can't tell you how much it means. So we can really concentrate on getting the best out of these ladies. And then I've got the mob grazing over at Home Farm.
Is that going well?
So far, so good. I'll be heading over there after breakfast to move the electric fences. And then back here to help Dad sort some lambs for the abattoir. Oh, honestly, it's going to be such a busy summer. I don't know how I could have found time to have a long-distance relationship, even if Matthew had been willing to give it a try.
Yeah.
I need to focus on what's around me.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, there's such a lot for you right on your doorstep.
And this is peak time for us with the milking.
Yeah, cows are looking great. Not that I'm an expert or anything,
No, you're right, Rex. They really are. Oh, they're milking brilliantly at the moment. Obviously, we don't get the yields we used to with the old herd, but the quality's better.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot of it's from grass.
Ah, so costs are low.
Exactly. Yeah, the system's working just as we hoped it would. Oh, anyway, listen to me rattling on.
No, I like it.
No, what are you up to today?
Well, Josh is coming over later for a meeting with Toby and me.
You know he's meant to be revising.
Well, he said he can spare the time.
Well, he's got his first exam tomorrow. It's geography.
Ah, we'll try not to keep him long.
And don't your new lot of goslings arrive soon?
Toby's driving over to Norfolk to pick them up tomorrow.
Oh, exciting.
Very. Start of the new season for us. Year 2 of Fairbrother Christmas geese.
Awesome.
So, Pip, you're obviously very busy right now, but do you think you might be able to spare any time away?
I'm planning one trip.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, next Wednesday. It's an on-farm demo near Gloucester. New Horizons in Agri-Tech. Mm. Oh, there's going to be all sorts of whizzy stuff there. But I'm particularly interested in a system to monitor dairy cows. It measures the levels of progesterone and something called BHB.
Progesterone, that's a hormone, right?
Yeah, yeah. And if we can monitor it, it helps us know if a beast is on heat. And with PDs, pregnancy diagnosis.
Sounds useful.
Yeah, and the other side, the BHB, well, that's about detecting subclinical ketosis. What happens is they start drawing on their body fat.
I mean, it all sounds fascinating. I'd quite like to come along.
Really?
Oh, if that'd be all right.
Well, it's very technical, Rex. Are you really that interested?
Oh, yeah, I'm very, very interested. You know, if I'm going to be a farmer, it's important to know what's out there, keep up to speed.
Well, that would be great. Yeah, it'd be really nice to have some company.
Sounds lovely.
Well, what better than having a mate on board who's happy to talk about progesterone?
Yeah, totally.
Robert and I have been so busy on the garden, we haven't had time to do a big shop. We had to have porridge for breakfast this morning. Well, it's hardly porridge weather, is it, Susan?
Oh, I suppose not.
So I just had to tear myself away briefly to restock before we resorted to eating the llama feed.
How's the garden coming along?
Oh, very well, very well. Still quite a lot to do, of course. Taming nature's profusion. But I'm sure we'll be picture perfect in time for Saturday's opening.
I'm looking forward to it, Linda.
Of course, while we've been toiling, we have had quite an interesting discussion about the fundraising element of the weekend.
Fundraising? Mm,
the proceeds raised by our modest admission charge and the small fee which Fallon has negotiated for the right to sell refreshments to the visitors, which suits us both rather well.
Oh, there'll be refreshments. You are going to town.
I was going to donate the money to the SAVE campaign, but of course that ship has sailed after yesterday's wonderful news. SAVE clearly has no further need for funds.
I guess not.
Which raises the question, which worthy cause can we adopt in its place? It has to be Ambridge-focused and appropriate to the ethos of the Resurgam project.
Quite a dilemma for you.
Although I have fears that our visitor numbers may be compromised due to the naked self-promotion of an upstart competitor.
You don't mean Bert.
Ah, here's a denizen of Brookfield. Pip, could I pick your brain?
I only wanted a loaf of bread.
It'll only be a moment.
All right.
I don't know if you've seen the story on the village website promoting the open gardens this weekend.
No, sorry.
Well, it's a perfectly acceptable feature in and of itself, but... In fact, let me show you.
I can't be very long. Dad's going to be waiting for me.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll put the rest of these through then, shall I?
Ah, here it is. A nice informative piece. I have no complaints. Mm. Apart from this link, which is to a website. A complete website devoted to Bert Fry's garden.
Really? Oh, that's, well, unexpected.
I mean, clearly he didn't do it himself. Can you shed any light on the matter, Pip?
Actually, I can. Toby was saying last night there's someone at the web design place they use. Gabrielle. She did it as a favour.
Professional assistance, I might have guessed. Look at it.
Oh, can I?
Please do.
Oh, it's very visual, isn't it? All these lovely photos of flowers and veg.
Oh, yes. And you're not telling me those are really from Bert's garden, not at this time of year.
Actually... Those marrows do look unfeasibly big.
Stock pictures, Susan. Or more likely, copyright images pirated from other websites.
Oh, and there's a video. A bird's eye view.
Well, he's got this drone, you see.
Well, I'm sure you'll agree, it really isn't in the spirit of the event.
Well, isn't the idea to encourage lots of people to attend?
Yes, but that...
To be honest, Linda, I'm not sure why you're so upset... If you'd wanted a website, surely Robert could have knocked one up for you.
Robert and I have been far too busy working on the garden itself, and even if we wanted to sink to this level of vulgar commercialism, it's too late now. I shall have to rely on my leaflets and my reputation to bring in the visitors. And the Resurgam stone, of course.
Right, we need to talk urgently about Morgan and Minster.
Ah, my sales coup, you mean? It's great, isn't it?
No, Toby, it's not great.
You promised them a level of supply that we just can't meet.
Well, not with our current number of birds.
That we can't meet realistically under any circumstances. Not right now.
Rex.
And Josh agrees with me, don't you?
Well...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I do. Sorry, Toby.
Not you as well.
I just can't see how we can handle that level of business. Not yet.
What a pair of wusses.
You'll have to go back to them and explain that we don't have the capacity at the moment.
Oh, terrific. Do you know how big this thing could get? If they like the take-up on the trial?
I can't help it, Toby. You can tell them that we hope we'll be able to supply the sort of level they're looking for in the future.
After all the great publicity we got, you're just going to throw away this fabulous opportunity?
We have to.
No, Rex, we can't let them down or they'll never come back to us. What we need to do is ramp up our hen numbers. Go out right away and buy more point-of-lay birds.
What with? We've got to fund expansion with sales or we'll hit cash flow troubles and go under. We simply can't do it.
Oh, he's such a cute baby. When did Helen send these?
Just this morning.
Oh, it must be so hard for you, Pat, not being able to visit.
It's killing me, Susan.
None with Helen in?
They're not allowed to.
How are things with the case?
Our solicitors told us that Rob's applying for custody.
Oh, no. Of baby Jack?
Yes.
Well, they wouldn't be able to take him away from his mother, would they, Pat? Not that young.
I don't know.
Oh, Helen must be devastated.
I'm sure she is. But she hasn't been in touch with us about it, I'm afraid.
Oh, really?
Tom's visiting on Friday, so hopefully we'll find out more then.
So he'll be meeting his new nephew for the first time.
Isn't he lucky? Anyway, Susan, there was something I wanted to discuss with you. It's about the shop.
The Bridge Farm shop?
You're probably aware it's been a bit of a challenge to staff it since we reopened.
Yeah, well, with no Rob or Helen.
Quite. Well, Kirsty's come up with a solution. I didn't realise, but she stayed in touch with Anya, you know, who used to work at the old shop in Borchester?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, Anya went travelling after we had to let her go, but it turns out she'd be back soon and looking for work.
Oh, right.
So Kirsty passed on her email address, and the long and short of it is, I offered her the job and she said yes.
Working in your shop?
And it's so wonderful because she'll hardly need any training and we know we can rely on her.
Oh, I can see that would work. But what's it got to do with me, Pat?
Right, yes. Well, what it is, she's still on her travels and she doesn't get back from Thailand until the 24th, 25th. So I was wondering if in the interim you'd be happy to take on some shifts.
In your shop?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't know.
We are in a real pickle at the moment.
Because my priority has to be the village shop.
Oh, well, yes, of course. I mean, we'd work round that. It'd be more like a temporary redeployment from the dairy, but if you could manage it, I...
Manage it?
Well, when I say...
Oh, you mean you want me to sort out this pickle you've got yourself into? Drawing on my extensive retail management experience?
Well...
Like when a high-performing head teacher takes on a failing school?
Sort of.
I see. Well, if that's the situation, it would be wrong of me to withhold my expertise, wouldn't it?
Hi again.
Haven't you got revision to do?
Oh, Toby, don't be like that.
How do you expect me to be? I'm disappointed in you, Josh. I thought we were homies.
We are.
Rex, okay. Everyone knows he's a bit of a plodder. But I had you down as a go-getter like me. A buccaneer on the high seas of free enterprise. What's the point of me slogging my guts out promoting this sensational product if you guys don't back me up?
Yeah, well, that's why I came up here.
All that'll happen is that now I've softened Morgan and Minster up, someone else will slip in and steal the order.
I think...
Well, I don't care what either of you say. I'm not in any hurry to turn them down.
Good.
Good?
Yeah, good. I'm glad. Because I might have an idea.
That old drum mower can still do the job, can't it?
I think you were to build a piece of kit in them days, Eddie.
Edward's got perfect weather for it. A few more days of this is what he wants.
I always used to offer up a prayer come haymaking time.
To the weather gods.
For summer's sun's a-glowing.
Oh, that smell.
Makes you feel good to be alive.
What's up?
Nothing.
Oh, just thought we'd see how you was getting on, Edward.
Ah, well, pretty good. Well, you can see. You still all right to help with the baling?
Should be. Just saying. Oh, that's a lovely smell.
Ah, the smell of summer.
Should make fantastic, eh?
Weather permitting.
Maybe better send that prayer off again.
Well, that needs to be good. I want to sell it as top-grade horse hay.
Oh, you talk to Shooter Archer.
Ebden Lloyd, Dad.
Yeah, she's interested.
Of course. He making it what it used to be. Not when the whole village turned out.
Well, he did. And he used to help load the bales.
Load the bales onto the trailer and take them back to the barn.
Oh, I told you, have I? Once or twice.
Now you can tell us again, though, Grandad. It's all right.
Well, it's part of the heritage of this farm. Going back centuries.
Hey, and here's another blast from the past, Edward. Mom said she could bring a picnic tea out if you wanted.
If I wanted? What sort of question is that?
Oh, here they are.
How's the journey?
All right, yeah. Norfolk's still a hell of a way, though.
Odd that, Toby. Right, let's see.
Four boxes, 50 per box, 200 on the dot.
Amazing.
You see, Rex, I didn't need supervision, did I?
You all right in that camping seat, Joe?
Shame he hasn't got a nice glider chair to sit in.
Oh, that thing.
At least Neville Booth took it back. Hey, they look nice.
Eddie.
Hey, you pass us, won't you?
There you go.
Joe, stop it.
Oh. Very tasty. What are they?
Sausage meat and chutney savouries. And they're for everyone, not just you two.
There's plenty.
Won't be if you go snaffling them. Em ain't even here from work yet.
Yeah, well, maybe put a plate of stuff aside for her, Clary, though.
Yeah, I think I'd better.
Yeah, well, they're a bit of all right, though. Can I have just the one more to keep me going, like?
All right, then.
Oh, great.
No, not you, Eddie. Hey? Just Joe. As he asked so nicely.
So thank you kindly, son.
See where manners gets you.
Picnic in the hayfield, eh? Takes me back to when you boys was little.
Here we go again.
None of your fancy cool boxes in them days, mate. My Susan would pack up a big wicker hamper with pies and sandwiches.
Tablecloth
on the ground. Scrumpy for me and ginger beer for the lads. 50 year back, that must have been.
More than that, probably. I'm 65, remember.
They are not long, the days of cider and rosy. That's literature, that is.
You reckon?
Yeah, it's a book.
No, it's a poem.
You sure?
Oh, don't encourage him, love, or he'll be giving us the boy stood on the burning deck.
Oh, do you want the paper, Joe? I thought you might like to sit here and have a read for a bit afterwards.
Well, that's very thoughtful. No originality, I see. Council U-turn on road.
Well, what else are you going to say?
Well, it's nice to see some good news in it for once, though.
Well, good for us, maybe. And ain't very good news for people in Edgeley and Loxley Norton. Dear G fellows from WI's going to have to move out. She's lived in her place all her life.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry for her, of course.
There are some really sad stories inside. And you should see the letters page.
Angry.
Oh, surprised the paper didn't burst into flames. Edward! George! Kira! Food's ready!
Yeah, we're coming.
Can we start then?
Yeah, go on. Shall I do your plate, Joe?
Oh, Clary, look.
Oh, look at this. This looks brilliant. All right, come on, kids.
Oh, they're all right for a few minutes.
Yeah. I wonder what else is doing.
Where did that come from?
Thought he should be here by rights. Like the old days. Thought he would be when he come back for your party.
Yeah, well, he had his chance and he blew it, didn't he?
Well, I'm just glad no gossip didn't get round about who stole that money.
That's our first for Ambridge.
Alan were ever so discreet in church.
Why, what did he say?
That with the proceeds of the jumble trail and the fundraising from the brownies, along with a donation from a mystery benefactor.
The money which had gone missing from the lent appeal had been replaced and even increased.
Mystery benefactor, eh? Mm.
The first time I've ever been called that.
So, they side curtains can be bought, and that makes the village hall stage complete at last.
Oh, good stuff.
Well, I just hope Linda Snell's grateful.
There you go.
That's the lot.
Right, let's get the heater on.
Should keep them comfy for the next few weeks.
Feel a bit more confident than last year, Toby.
I felt perfectly confident last year.
No, I didn't. I barely knew what we were doing. 200 lives on our hands. Mm-hmm. 250, actually.
Yeah, we did okay. And we'll do even better this season.
Keeping it manageable. That's the key.
Absolutely, bro.
And while you were on the road, we drew up a rota for the next month. For the morning and evening checks. And I've tied it in with the work on the hens.
Josh isn't doing much.
Oh, well, he's got his exams, hasn't he? He is going to be helping a bit at the back end of next week while I'm away.
You're away?
We discussed this. On Wednesday, I'm going to that farm demo with Pip, and then I'm off to Ollie's stag and wedding.
Oh, yeah.
So that's still all right?
Of course. Make sure the Ulster gets off to the worst possible start in his married life.
Now, the rota's in our shared calendar, so there's no excuse.
What do you mean?
And no phoning up at the last minute with a giggling woman in the background saying your car won't start.
When have I ever done that?
Toby.
All right, maybe once. But you've got to allow me a bit of flexibility. I'm the one out there hustling for new business. If I get a hot lead, it's better I chase it up than rush back here to collect eggs.
Well, if that's what it really is, then maybe we can talk about it.
Let's face it, we can't survive long term on what we're earning here. Dad's not going to sub us forever.
Now, I'll put it up here as an extra reminder.
Ah, I've been waiting for this. Hi, Lillian.
Afternoon.
To what do I owe the pleasure?
Just a quick question, Toby. Did you approach Justin about your egg video?
Approach?
As I advised, since his Damara logo features prominently in it.
Oh, well...
Yeah, no, you didn't. But happily for you, I've had a word with him. It hasn't gone on your website yet, has it?
No.
Good. Well, as I suspected, he'd like me to take a more detailed look at it before it does.
Cool. I could show it to you now if you're free.
Well, yes, I am, I suppose.
Are you at home farm?
No, I'm doing some... well, you know, my my work for Justin, so I'm at the Dower House. I'm in the office on the top floor. Come round the back and use the external staircase.
I'll be there in 10 minutes. And then it's pretty much as you saw it last week.
Still using that music, I see.
Yeah. It's just perfect for the message we want to get over, you see.
Eggs from hens who've lived their life as nature intended, giving you the highest possible nutritional standards. Choose upper class eggs from landed poultry.
So, what do you think? Can we arrange a meeting with Justin?
I'm sure you'd want me to be frank.
Of course, Lillian.
Right. I'm afraid Justin has no interest in you making a video for Damara.
Oh.
But also, if you still want their logo on your boxes, there is no way you can make this video public.
I see. You don't pull your punches, do you?
Well, there's no point, is there, Toby?
What don't you like about it? Can't you see any improvement?
Well, it's hard to know where to start. I mean, have you... I mean, did you study video making anywhere?
Well, not as such.
Yeah, well, it shows. It's just all a bit amateur. And your voiceover, Toby, I'm sorry, but it's just so phony.
I've spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you have.
So,
but if you want to preserve a business relationship with Justin, you'll have to make a much better film than this.
Want this last bit of banana loaf, Edward?
Oh, no, thanks, Mum. No, I'm stuffed.
Yeah, I finished it, Clary. Just for tidying this lake.
There you go.
Can we go and play again, Ed?
Yeah, go on. Not near the tractor, though. That mower's got sharp blades.
What was you saying, Edward?
Huh?
About Tom?
Oh, yeah, we were talking in the pub Tuesday night.
Oh, surprised you can remember anything from Tuesday night.
Yeah, I was a bit hazy the next day, but, anyway, he was saying how great Open Farm Sunday was.
Well, they didn't do Open Farm Sunday, surely. Which farm, no?
No, Tom, took a cow and a calf over to Brookfield. Great to get away for a bit, he said.
Yeah, well, I can imagine.
It is a difficult atmosphere there.
Hmm. So I said if he wanted another break, he could come shearing with me and Jazz.
Oh, right.
You know, we're doing this job in Llandrindod Wells next week. Well, it's going to take us most of the day, and last year we made a bit of a night of it afterwards. Thought we'd do the same this year.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, with the trailer, we don't need a catcher no more, but if Tom wanted to come along, he could roll fleeces for us, sweep up and that.
Oh, so is he going then?
Well, he was tempted. He just weren't sure if he could spare the time from the farm.
Must be pretty busy there still.
Yeah, and he's already visiting Helen tomorrow.
Well, they've got Susan doing shifts in the shop now till Anya starts. That's going to help a bit.
Nice for you too.
Yeah. I won't argue with a few extra hours in the dairy.
Ah, well, no, that was lovely, Clary. Ta.
You're welcome, Joe.
I just wish this could go on forever. Yeah, I hope somehow I might see out my days here.
We all did, Dad. Not that we're in any hurry for you to pop off.
Well, we've got to face facts. At least us three have got a place to go, thanks to William. I just feel bad for you and Emma.
Oh, no, Mum, I've told you. Number one, the green will be great for you. We'll be all right. Susan likes having us, really.
I hope Oliver and Caroline will give us an extension till William's tenants move out. I really can't face house hunting again.
They'll understand, love.
Will they, though? I can't see they'll want to do us no favours when they see what we've done to the place.
What do you mean?
I mean, we might be able to keep them away from the cider club, but they've piglets penned up right by the house.
Well, like I said, it's a farm.
And as for that crack in the kitchen wall...
Oh, I don't know why I didn't see how untidy this Clematis had got.
Well, you were more focused on the new area. It's like this ground salt. I swear it waits till our backs turn before it runs rampant.
I really thought we'd be ready by now.
There's still time, Lindy. And I told you, don't worry about Bert's website. I'm sure people will want to see both gardens.
I do hope so, Robert.
Have you come to a decision yet about where you're going to donate the proceeds?
Actually, yes. Even though they won't be going to save, I wanted to retain an Ambridge focus.
Oh, shut me.
Mine, I think. So, I thought it might be nice if the money went to refurbish and refresh the planters and other public garden spaces in the village.
Ah, it's a lovely idea.
Ah, about time.
What is it?
Email from the insurance company extending our cover as we requested.
Jolly good.
Subject to the following conditions.
Conditions?
Erect signs warning visitors about poisonous plants, including Acalypha and Sephora.
Okay.
Delineate the terrace steps with high visibility tape. Well, that's going to be rather unsightly.
Better safe than sorry. I've got some silver duct tape. We can use that.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
The frontage to the River Am is categorised as a serious hazard and we therefore require it to be fenced off.
All of it?
Otherwise, we cannot underwrite public liability insurance in this case.
That is a huge job.
I know. With all we have yet to do in the garden.
We couldn't possibly get it done by the morning. Who are you ringing?
Watch you, Linda.
Eddie, it's Linda Snell here.
Yes, I know.
Where are you?
Ullerton.
Good. I need you to stop whatever you're doing and come immediately to Ambridge Hall.
What?
We have an emergency situation here.
Look, if this is about the Shepherd's Hut again,
well... No, nothing to do with that. We need a fence erecting urgently.
Sorry, Linda, I'm not available.
What do you mean?
I'm already on a job laying a patio.
Where?
Hollerton, I said.
Where exactly in Hollerton?
Tom, over here.
Helen. Oh, so good to see you.
And you.
And look at you.
Jack, this is your Uncle Tom.
He's beautiful. Well, the photos don't do him justice.
Oh. Do you want to hold him?
Is that all right?
Yeah, of course. Okay. There you go.
Come here, then. Oh, Helen. Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
No, it's all right.
This is so wrong. He shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here.
I know. We better sit down.
All right. Can I keep hold of him for a bit?
If you want to.
Yes, please. How are you?
Oh, you know.
Well, you look quite tired.
What, your mother doesn't?
Yeah, I guess so.
I have to spend 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. in my room, just me and Jack, so...
Oh, it must be difficult to sleep if he's right by you.
Yeah. It's not just the feeds. You know, every little noise wakes me up.
It must be hard.
Anyway, tell me, how are things at home?
Ah, there you are.
Linda! This is someone's garden. You can't just walk in.
I'm sorry, but needs must when the insurance company drives.
What?
We are due to open to the public tomorrow morning, and our insurers have insisted at ridiculously short notice that we securely fence off the river.
You better get fencing then.
Robert and I have far too much still to do.
So do I. This patio won't lay itself.
But, Eddie, the whole prospect of my open garden is at stake.
Well, that ain't my problem. I've had quite enough responding to your whims these last few months.
I am prepared to pay a generous premium.
How generous?
Say, your usual rate plus 50%.
OK, well, let's have a think. I can see you're in a bit of a bind, so I'd like to help you out. But you've got to understand, I'd have to square it with my client, delay finishing this job, rush around getting materials, maybe pull in someone to help me.
I said I'd pay extra.
Yeah, fair dues. But to make up for the great personal inconvenience, how about this? You're going to have lots of punters wandering around, ain't you?
Well, I certainly hope so.
So how about you let me and Dad promote our Shepherd's Hut building business there?
What?
Yeah, show people the hut, you know, hand out leaflets, that sort of thing.
You must be joking.
No.
But it would seem like I was endorsing you.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What, after all the trouble I had to get you to complete the project to a suitable standard, it was one of the most traumatic experiences of my life.
Oh, get away.
And there is no possibility that I would allow you to inflict similar trauma on my visitors.
Well, them's my conditions.
And in any case... This weekend is a tribute to Her Majesty the Queen, not to mention a celebration of our 30 years in Ambridge.
So?
So, I can't permit it to degenerate into a sordid commercial event.
Take it or leave it.
Well, then I must leave it.
Suit yourself.
I may be desperate, Eddie, but I will not be held to ransom.
So, Annie gets back in a couple of weeks and she'll start pretty much straight away.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. And Susan's agreed to help out until then.
Oh, right. Well, she's used to retail.
Hmm. Oh, Jack, sorry.
You know, I'd understand it if you couldn't make it, Tom.
Are you comfy? No, Helen. I'd rather close the shop for a day than miss a chance of seeing you.
Thank you.
Oh, is that a smile?
No, not a proper one, not yet. He's very happy with you.
And me with him. Oh, I haven't told you the biggest news. Route B is cancelled. You know the relief road?
They're not going ahead with it.
They are, but not through Ambridge.
That's wonderful.
The whole village had a massive hoolie in the bull.
How did they?
Oh, I'm sorry, Helen. Perhaps you don't want to hear about people having a good time.
No, don't be silly. It's fine. And how about you? What's been happening?
Not much to tell, really. Been very busy. I'm not playing cricket at the moment. Well, just the single wicket. You had Johnny won?
But yes, I think so.
Beat me in the final, the young upstart. He was really nice about it, actually.
In what way?
Oh, you know, just not rubbing it in.
Good for him.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about me. What about you? You're being so brave.
I don't feel brave.
No, everyone thinks so. It must be so hard for you.
I'm glad I've got Jack. Because he needs me, so...
Yeah. You've got to keep going, haven't you?
And what are the other women like? Are you, have you made any friends?
Actually, there is one. Kaz.
Kaz?
Yeah, she's in here, I think. There she is.
Very
dark hair, straight back ponytail.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got a baby boy almost the same age as Jack. Jaden. Yeah, I'm very lucky I've met her.
Yeah, she looks, very nice.
Oh, how do, Bert?
Afternoon.
You come here too, then?
Well, best builders and merchants for miles around. What are you after?
Oh, I'm doing a patio over Ollerton. Thought I had enough sand, but I'm running short. You?
Well, I just need a couple more bags of gravel. Make me paths look perfect.
Ah, good for you. Garden ready then, is it?
Pretty much. Thanks to the help I've had from my lodgers.
I hope it goes well for you, Bert.
Oh, thank you.
Hope you beat the pants off Linda Snell too.
Oh, it's not a competition.
Oh, no, of course not. But if it was, I'd be very happy to see her in last place.
Eddie?
Oh, giving me grief when I'm working. And when I've got the threat of eviction hanging over me head.
Giving you grief? What about?
So this hearing, the Fud...
Fudra.
Fudra, yeah. That's where...
I'm dreading it.
Okay. Because?
Anna says I've got to appear.
Appear?
By video.
So is that... Would you rather be there in person?
No. Rob's going to be there.
Oh, Helen.
I'm so scared. Last night I... He's in my head. Tom, he's always in my head.
Hey, it's all right.
So I just held on to Jack and...
It's okay.
I can't get it wrong, you see. I mustn't. For my boys.
You won't.
But he'll be... The way he says things... Everything always goes his way. I mean, it has to.
He can't hurt you. You'll be safe here, won't you? Helen, how does he get his own way?
Let me take him.
No, I'm fine.
No, I think he's getting hungry.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
There you go.
Yes, I understand. Yes, I am aware it's Friday afternoon. That has been pointed out to me more than once. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh.
Lindy.
I give up, Robert. That must be the 20th firm I've rung.
No luck.
It's hardly surprising, is it? Not at this short notice. I'm afraid we're left with no choice.
Well?
After all our work, we'll simply have to cancel the opening. Such a bitter pill.
Actually, before you make your decision, you might like to step outside.
I don't believe it.
Afternoon, Linda.
Bert, what are you doing?
Well, I hope this is all right.
All right?
Robert said just to get started as we had so much to do.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And is post and wire okay?
Oh, yes.
I thought it'd be the quickest method and I was at the builder's merchants when... Well, when I heard. So I rang Rex and Toby, told them to meet me here.
And is that... Is that Josh Archer?
Oh, yeah, they must have scooped him up on the way.
Oh, Bert. I don't know what to say. This is extraordinarily kind.
No, you're welcome. I know how much work you've put into this beautiful garden, and I wouldn't want to see it go to waste.
Oh, well, thank you, Bert, from the bottom of my heart.
It's all about celebrating Ambridge, isn't it? We didn't give up in the flood, and we won't give up now.
No.
We'll work late into the evening if needs be, and come hell or high water, your garden will open tomorrow as planned.
Thank you.
keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.